I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. For thousands of years, God's people have gathered together in one place to worship Him, to bring offerings, and to sing His praises. You can remember that it started out with the tent of meeting erected by Moses and the priests. That tent of meeting traveled around with the Israelites wherever they went. From one nation to another, no matter where they lived, they took that tent with them so that they would be able to worship and meet with God. During the time of King David, David had it in his heart to build a permanent structure, a temple, so that people might be able to come together and worship the Lord. But the Lord had other plans. The Lord said, I never asked you to build a temple for me. But the Lord said, because it was in your heart to do this thing, I will build a house for you. And He even told David that his descendant would build him a temple that would last forever. King Solomon, David's son, did build a palatial structure, a temple for the Lord. And for many years, people worshipped in that temple, bringing their offerings and singing their praises. But of course, that temple finally was destroyed. Years later, that temple was rebuilt again. And even King Herod actually expanded on that temple. The Bible is clear, however, that God did not live in temples made with hands. So what's the purpose of building these palatial structures where people can come together and worship the Lord? The palatial structure is for God and for His glory. But the palatial structure is also for God's people. God's people have often gathered together, just as He would have them do, to worship Him, to sing His praises, to bring their offerings, and to pray together. Who would have imagined that here in America, we would not be able to gather together in the Lord's house as we often do? Who would have imagined that there would come a time when we would not be able to meet together and sing those praises and pray together as we've done for many years? The Lord once more has something else in mind, doesn't He? Because in that reading that we heard from 2 Corinthians, the Lord says that you are the temple of the living God. Wherever you go, that's where the church is. Because God, who lives in heaven, also lives in your heart. As you gather at home, either around your computer or telephone or even laptop or tablet, know for certain that God is there with you. You are the church. This is why we can sing with joy, the church shall never perish. Her dear Lord to defend, to guide, sustain, and cherish is with her to the end. Though there be those that hate her and strive to see her fail, against both foe and traitor, she ever shall prevail. Palatial structures, buildings, although they are important, they may one day crumble. They may be destroyed in a hurricane or a tornado, but the church still remains. Because the church is God's people. There will never be a time that this earth endures without a believer in Christ living on the earth. If there were no Christians in this world would come to an end. This is why Jesus tells us, you are the light of the world, you are the salt of the earth. Just as salt preserves, Christians preserve the world as well. Continue to pray, even as we gather at home. Continue to reach out to people through email or phone call. Continue to let your light shine. Let others know what the church really is and how important the church really is. We meet with God, of course, as we gather together in a palatial structure, but we are never to lose sight that the church is truly wherever we are. In Psalm 27, David talked about the joy he had of being in the Lord's house. And maybe you noticed that David did not just use one word to represent the church. He called the church the house of the Lord. He called it the tabernacle. He called it God's sanctuary, and he even called it a pavilion. Different names, and yet the same meaning holds true. Where we meet with God, that is our church. We pray that the Lord would allow us to once again gather together in this palatial structure that we have built for his name. And yet do not lose heart, because the church shall never perish. May the Lord be with you, and may this message give you comfort and peace through the coming week. Know for certain that the church shall never perish.